Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Rose Tinted. I hope you're all having the best day today, and thank you so much for choosing this podcast to watch, either on your morning walk, morning drive, whatever you're doing. Maybe it's not even the morning. I don't know why I always imagine people listening to podcasts in the morning. I think that's when I listen to them. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I appreciate you clicking on this podcast, this episode, so much. So if you follow me anywhere, you will know I am moving. I am in the process of moving, and everything is getting very, very close. And for anyone who has moved, the closer you get, the more stressful things get. There's no like certainty, nothing's confirmed. And it's like really that time where like if everything fell through, it would be the most devastating thing ever. And you're just waiting and it just feels like it's never going to happen. That's the point I'm at. Every week I'm like, it's going to be this week, and it's not. And it's getting very, very stressful. I'm feeling a million different emotions every single day. Literally in 5 minutes, I can go from being positive to being desperate to being angry, literally all within these 5 minutes. And it's just such an emotional roller coaster. And at the beginning of this week, I was honestly like at this point of like being so negative. I didn't even want to talk about it. I didn't want to discuss it because I felt like if I said like, oh, I'm excited, or I packed a box of clothes or something, I would be jinxing it. And can I just say, I have never ever believed in jinxing things because that is so the opposite of what I believe in. But for some reason, I got in such a negative mindset. And luckily, I was able to kind of pull myself out of it. Of course, I still feel stressed. Of course, I still have worry. But I learned something a very long time ago that I always go back to, which is everything happens in perfect timing. And I honestly have so much to say about timings in our life, and that's why I'm making a whole episode about this, because I feel like, one, it really helps me process things when I think about timing and how everything's working out as it should. And I think it's just a much better way of looking at things. And I think sometimes we get so caught up in just like thinking we need something right now or at a specific date, and we put everything on that, and when it doesn't go to plan, it can really, really affect us. And I think this will be a good reminder to everyone, and throughout this podcast, as I'm talking to you, I am talking just as much to myself. I think it'll be a good reminder to everyone that not everything happens as you think it should, but it's all working out in your favor. So about 6 years ago, I started reading the books, The Power of Now, The Secret. What's that other one that everyone reads? I can't remember what it's called. I'll put it in the show notes because it's really good, and it actually gives you like actual things you can do, like actual practices, because I think a lot of the time these books are really good at saying a lot without saying anything at all, really. Whereas this one actually gives you things you can do. So I'll put that in the show notes. Also, another one of my favorites is The Untethered Soul. But anyway, I learned so much about manifestation, law of attraction. And I think with these things, I think some people find it very like stupid, or like just a bit like, do people call it woo-woo? Woo-woo? Does that sound right? Like when someone's into like kind of things like this, they say it's woo-woo. I could have just made that up, but you guys know what I mean. I think it's just one of those things where it's like you're either really into it or you're not. But I do think it can be very overwhelming because, oh my God, never search manifestation on TikTok, because your For You page will just come up with so many different things, and it's very, very overwhelming. It's very interesting and it's a great way to live your life, but I think it can be a little bit like toxic positivity sometimes, feeling like you can't have any bad thoughts. But for me, the thing that has like always really stuck by me and that I've always remembered through like anything I've read is about how everything is working out in perfect timing, and how anything that you've ever felt like you really, really wanted that didn't work out, how that is just not meant for you. But I do just want to put a quick disclaimer here, because this kind of thought process or this understanding of this is great for anything from like getting a bad haircut to big life changes. However, I know this information is not useful if you are going through death in the family, or illness, war, any of those like really awful things. I don't have the answer for. I don't think anyone has the answer for. I think there will be people that can talk about this stuff in a great way and maybe feel they have better explanation for it. This is much more on a personal level of things that you are able to control within your life. So something that I know for 100% certain is that anything I have ever felt that I wanted so badly that I didn't get or I lost, I have after a while realized I'm happy it didn't work out. Anything in my life that I've so desperately wanted has always turned out that way if I didn't get it. And I want to tell you a story which is a great example of this and also a great example of perfect timing. So we're going to go back to when I was with my ex-boyfriend. And he was, I keep on losing my voice, by the way. I'm not trying to sound like raspy on purpose. I'm really not. It's really annoying. Anyway, so we're going to go back to my ex-boyfriend. I knew him from school and he was like in a year above me and like in the popular group. And after we left school, like I would see him around lots and I was like obsessed and in love. And I thought he was the coolest person ever. And honestly, I had to like chase this man. And I don't know why. I was very insecure when I was younger. I didn't understand my worth. I didn't have high standards. I was literally like obsessed with this man and we did get into a relationship and I don't think he ever like, I think he loved me or thought he loved me, but I don't think it was ever really, I don't think he ever saw it long term. Whereas I was very much like very in love. I remember never being able to think about like marriage or children because I was scared I would scare him off, but like I knew like I wanted to be with him forever. I was so in love. And now I think about it, he was such a shitty boyfriend. Like honestly, I could tell you the stories, but I think I'm gonna do a whole other episode on like exes and how to deal with all of these things. But anyway, that's not the point of the story. The point is, one day he calls me when he's at work, which he never did, and he said, I need to come and see you. So he comes and picks me up and he tells me he's cheated on me. He had slept with a girl on his night out with his work friends. I can't remember. And I was 19 or maybe 20. I think I was 20 at the time. And I could not believe it. I just remember saying nothing. And I was so upset. And I then, after a few days, we didn't really talk. He didn't contact me once. I told myself, oh, it's because he's given me time. We then met to talk about things and I said I wanted to stay together and he said no. And I begged this, it's so funny saying it now, but I begged him to stay with me and he said no. And at the time, that put me into a very bad situation. I kind of went crazy for a few months. I made some awful decisions. It was the worst time of my life so far. But now I look back at that time and I'm like, thank God. Like, thank God he said no. Thank God he broke up with me. And okay, I would have maybe preferred it without the cheating. That would have been great if he, but who, like, whatever, he did. But the fact that he would not get back with me was the best thing he ever done for me. And did he message me every weekend when he was drunk after? Yes. But anyway, again, that's off topic. The reason this was the best thing that he ever done for me was because I would have never met my boyfriend now, who I've been with for 6 years, who is amazing, who I'm just about to move into our second house with, as in we're not going to own two homes, as in we're selling one home and moving into the second one. I wish we could have more than one home, but anyway, okay, now let's talk about perfect timing because this comes into it as well. So that happened exactly when it needed to happen. And I didn't even know about manifestation, law of attraction, timing, anything at this time. But that happened exactly when it needed to because I went off the rails for like 3 or 4 months. I went literally crazy. And I'm really happy I did not meet Alex at that time. Okay, so I was actually still in my crazy time, but I thought it would be fun to go out with some people I used to work with, do like a little reunion. And I think there was meant to be like 8 of us, but it actually ended up only being 4 of us. And one of our friends, she was actually already out with her boyfriend and his friend. So we went and met them. We were like, no, they can stay with us, it's fine. And one of my other friends was really getting on with her boyfriend's friend and we just had like a really fun night. And even though loads of people cancelled at the time, I was kind of like, that's so annoying that all of these people cancelled, but fine. But because so many people cancelled, it ended up being much more of like a intimate, I hate that word, but like a much more intimate kind of night out, like we were talking loads more than we would have been like dancing or whatever. So we actually had like so much fun, just like this small group. And this girl who had come with her boyfriend and his friend said, oh, it's actually my birthday next weekend, I'm having a party at my house, you should come. Me and my friend went, and that's where I met Alex. And there was nowhere to sleep that night and we couldn't go home, so he kindly offered to let me sleep in his bed. We don't need to continue with the full story of Alex, but what I'm trying to explain is I had that crazy time. I then, on that day, decided to do that thing with my friends. People cancelled, and if they hadn't, I may not have spoken to this girl as much, and I may have never been invited to that party. Every single little thing that happened leading up to that moment happened so I could meet him. And I'm not trying to make this sound like some like crazy love story that like we like were like magnets that came together, nothing like that. It was literally just like any like a tiny little change could have happened and I could have not gone to that party and I would have never met Alex. But I was meant to meet him. It was the time to meet him. I'd also not been with my ex-boyfriend for like 8 months, so it was like perfect timing. It wasn't like he's just a rebound. He had also broken up with his ex-girlfriend a similar time, so we were both like single but had been single for a good amount of time. There was no crossover, there was no rebound. It just all fell into place so perfectly. So now, after hearing that, I want you to think about your relationships. It doesn't have to be a boyfriend, a friend, or anything else that you have in your life that you're so grateful. Think about the way that came about and think about how easy it would have been for one small thing to stop that happening. We all have a story like this. And then Alex genuinely changed my life and made me such a happier person. And that's what allowed me to get into all of this like manifestation stuff. And when I started reading the books and I was like, oh, so that didn't just happen. Like that was really meant for me. Like that was what was meant to happen. But I would never have believed that the day my ex-boyfriend cheated on me or the month after. People would tell me it's going to get better. I would not believe them. So if you are in a similar position of someone's cheated on you, or maybe you've lost a friendship, or anything that you're in a position where there is something you want so badly and it hasn't worked out, please just know that in maybe 6 months, maybe a year, maybe it's going to take 10 years, but you're going to look back at some point and think, I am so happy that didn't happen. And it's not going to make you feel, it's not going to make it hurt any less right now, but I think it's such a nice thought to think, if that makes sense. But it's just a nice way to think about things. It's like, okay, I feel so shit about this right now, but I know one day I'm going to understand that this happened for a reason, this happened in perfect timing, and I'm so happy it didn't happen because there is something better for me. I think another great example of all of this is a burnt toast theory. And if you haven't heard of the burnt toast theory, basically what it is, and I think I'm going to tell this right because I understand what it means, but I don't know if like the story's right. But anyway, so let's say you've got to get to work and you're making your toast in the morning and you burn your toast. And at the time, that's so annoying. You're so hungry, you're going to make more, but you obviously delay yourself by maybe just a small amount of time because you've got to wait for your new toast to be ready and you're now delayed. So you're now leaving for work maybe a couple of minutes. It doesn't have to be long. So you eat your toast, go to work, and on the way to work, you realize that there has been some kind of crash about 2 minutes ahead of you. And if you had not burnt your toast and you had eaten that toast and not had that 2 minute delay, you would have been right where that was when that crash happened. And who knows what could have happened to you. So that's the point. It's you think that something's so inconvenient, even if it's something small, but these tiny little things could really be very life-changing for you. And there's other examples of this, and honestly they're really, really sad. Like I hate even thinking about it, but I remember a story of the woman who didn't, or who missed her flight, and then unfortunately the plane crashed, which is devastating. But you can imagine how that woman would have felt at the time after she had missed her flight, thinking how much of an inconvenience, feeling so frustrated with herself. But then to find out that that literally saved her life is crazy. And this is kind of the thing that I was thinking of, is like, well, we're not moving on Wednesday like we were supposed to, and I can't really see a good reason for that right now. It's really annoying me. But actually, maybe if we'd gone on Wednesday, it's a long drive to where we're moving to, and there was 3 different cars going, and actually 4, maybe something would have happened. So it's like, it's understanding that even if you don't understand the reason, there may be a reason that you will never know, but that is protecting you and is for the greater good, is for your greater good. And by the way, this isn't necessarily just about death, like skipping death. That's not what I'm talking about. It could be that your shoelace came untied and you had to stop and tie it, and you missed a bird pooing on you by like 2 seconds. Like, it could be, it can be stuff that's like really not important. But I just think when you actually think about timing, I know it's so easy to feel frustrated in the moment when things aren't happening exactly as you want them to and exactly when. But what I've learned is you can hope for things, you can manifest things, and you can make things happen, but the timing isn't under your control. Of course, there are things you can do to speed things up, but for things that are really truly meant to be a certain way, there is no way of you slowing them down, speeding them up. They're just going to happen when they're meant to happen. And I think this is especially important for people to know that maybe feel behind in life or feel like they should be somewhere where they're not. And I think it can feel so frustrating, but just know you are exactly where you need to be right now. Even if it feels like you're not going anywhere, you don't know what you're doing, you're meant to be exactly where you are right now. And you're not going to feel like this forever. You're not going to stay there, but where you are right now is genuinely exactly where you are supposed to be. Okay, so I think I'm going to leave this here. I do kind of feel better in myself after giving myself this little pep talk, so I really hope it's helped some of you. I appreciate you all so much for listening. I hope you all have the best day, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.